Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to another edition of the weekday podcast where we take 5 minutes every single weekday. Our hope is in these few minutes, we'd be able to provide some encouragement as you launch into the day. And if you find these helpful, we'd be honored if you'd share them on social media. You can link to them through the app, through the website. You can send people to weekdaypodcast.com. Our goal is to help as many people as possible. Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about a subject that may be as shocking at first when you see Afraid of Christmas, but this is one of the things that could cause us to miss this most significant season. As we get nearer to it, there are several things that knock us out of the loop of experiencing it, and one of those is being afraid, being full of fear. Recently, Pastor Chuck talked about top 10 fears that people have. Let me rattle them off: public speaking, heights, the fear of bugs, drowning, the fear of needles or blood, claustrophobia, the fear of flying, the fear of strangers, the fear of zombies, and yes, the fear of clowns. There's a lot of things that people are afraid of. When I did a Google search, I found pognophobia, where people are afraid of people with beards. I found nomophobia, the fear of not having cell phone signal. And one of my favorites was hippopotamostrosis quippid oleophobia, the fear, you guessed it, of long words. When you rewind all the way back to the birth of Jesus, you see a lot of people that missed Christmas, and you see a lot of people that were full of fear, but one of those people that had a real fear was a leader named Herod. Now, his fear wasn't necessarily public speaking or heights or bugs or any of those things. His fear was he felt threatened. He was afraid. He felt threatened by the little baby Jesus. Even though he was an old man and Jesus was just being born, he was afraid of losing power. I would encourage you to Google the Herod of Jesus' day, and what you'll find is he was ruthless. He was not afraid to kill people. He slaughtered tons and tons of people. He had 10 wives. He had 12 children. One of his wives' brothers was a high priest, and he was afraid of him, so he murdered him. And then he killed her too, and then he was afraid of his two oldest sons, and so he murdered them as well. And so over and over again, you see how fearful this guy is. Listen to what the Bible says in Matthew 2, verse 3. It says, when Herod the king heard it, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. He was missing Christmas because he was full of fear. I wanted to point that out today because I'm convinced that we're full of fear. Maybe your fear aren't part of the top 10 that I rattled off, and maybe it's not even the fear that Herod felt of being threatened, but we all have fears. You don't need me to explain what your fear is. That's what the Holy Spirit does in your life. If you'll ask him, the Holy Spirit will point out the area of fear. And here's why this is so important. Because the thing that we fear the most is often where we're trusting God the least. Let me say that again. Often the thing that we fear the most is the area of our life where we're trusting God the least. And so if we're fearing, well, what if my marriage doesn't make it? It's as if we're saying, God, I don't trust you with that. Or if we are fearful for our kids, it's almost as if we're saying, God, I don't trust you with my kids. Or if it's like we're living in fear of finances, it's as if we're saying, God, I don't trust you that you're going to provide for me what I need. See, the thing that we fear the most often highlights where we're trusting God the least. And that's true, especially in the Christmas season. With the hustle and bustle, with the stress and the parties and the gifts and all these external things, if we're not careful internally, we'll allow fear to cause us to miss the most important person and purpose of all. And I would encourage you today to replace that fear with trust, that you trust that the same God that left heaven to come to this earth in the form of Jesus can step out of heaven and step into your life and be fully present in the middle of whatever you're facing, whatever you're walking through. You can replace that fear with trust. Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today. I want to encourage you to swing by the website, christmasinsugarhill.com. Again, it's just christmasinsugarhill.com, and you'll catch all the schedule for the upcoming Sundays and especially our Christmas Eve gatherings at 3, 5, and a really special one at 11 p.m. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.